How are you? I think it's the most asked question on the planet, or one of them. And isn't there an interesting, fascinating, amusing, wide array of answers to that question? Some people answer positively, I'm fantastic, I'm awesome. Some people answer ho-hum, ordinary, the same as everybody else does, not too bad, wish it was Friday, I'm okay, blah, blah, blah. And then, and literally blah, 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 because that's what it sounds like when 100 people answer in exactly the same way, it just sounds like some noises. And then, of course, there's the people who, when you ask them, how are you, they tell you. They think that you're a doctor or a psychiatrist or a financial planner or a career officer, and they tell you how bad their life is, how sore their knee is, how bad their back is, how poor their relationship is, how much they hate their job, how bad the weather is, how bad the traffic is, how much they hate the government, and how their life sucks. And we've all met people like that where when we say, how are you, we wish we hadn't asked because we got the answer. The interesting question is this, how are you? You determine that, of course. And if you say you're sick, will you be less sick or more sick? And of course, the answer is you'll feel worse. So even if you are sick, if somebody asks, how are you? What is the purpose of telling them that you're sick? It won't add any value to their life. They won't think any more of you. They won't think positively of you. They might feel a bit sorry for you or have a bit of sympathy for you, but ultimately, I don't think so. Because when I ask large groups of people, do you love it when people whine about being sick or tired or stressed or busy or they've got stuff going on in their life? And the answer is always a resounding no, we hate it. So how do you decide how you are? And this is the exciting thing. If life was amazing all the time and you had plenty of money, you could always pay your bills, you were always fit and healthy, in great shape, had great relationships, the weather was always perfect, there was never traffic on the road, you were always on time and nothing ever went wrong, even saying that sounds a bit boring. And some of you are saying, I wish my life was like that, but just for one day. But see, the beauty of that is that if your life was like that for one day, you'd really appreciate it, but only because you've had tough days. So here's the cool thing. Why not be incredibly thankful for the tough days? Be thankful for the injuries. Be thankful for the nasty people in your life. Be thankful for the weather that doesn't quite suit your event. Be thankful for the tough challenges that come into your life, because they are the only things that make us stronger, tougher, wiser, more experienced, better people, more interesting. If you meet somebody where their whole life has been, they've been given everything, they've never had to work for anything, they've never been challenged, their life has been easy, they're usually pretty boring people as well, because they have nothing of value that can help you grow. They don't have anything that's happened to them that even sounds like they've experienced life. So, and the other really cool thing about being happy about everything that happens, if something bad happened to you and you survived it, and by the way, if it kills you, you're dead, you won't even know. So that expression, if it kills you, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, is obviously a great expression because it's true. If you're not dead, you have to have become stronger because of whatever has happened to you. However, if you look at something terrible that happened, let's say you crashed your car, for instance, which is a terrible thing to have happened, but how many times on funniest home videos or funny television shows do we see someone crashing their car and it either becomes a ho-hum experience, that's just another car crash, or it's funny because the way it happened was funny, and we laugh. And most of us, if something bad happened in the past, we tell our story in the future, we laugh about it because ultimately when we don't have any emotional attachment to something anymore, it can become very, very funny. And what if you did this? What if something bad happened and instead of feeling sorry for yourself, crying, being upset, you said to yourself, I will grow from this. I'm really glad it happened, because you can't change that it happened anyway. So you just say, I'm really glad that it happened, positive attitude. What will I learn from it? How can I grow from it? And how can I get it to make me laugh? Because in 6 months' time, if I look back on this, or 6 years' time I look back on this, I'll probably laugh. So why not laugh now? And the beautiful thing about laughing now is that laughing is one of the most powerful painkillers. It makes you instantly feel good because it rushes endorphins, happy drugs, through your body. So regardless of what happens, and here's the special key, just say thank you. Doesn't matter. You break something, you fall over, you get injured, something bad happens. You just say thank you. I'm very glad that happened because how else would I learn and grow and become wiser and more intelligent, more experienced, more interesting? And secondly, how can I get this to be funny right now, because it's going to be funny at some stage. So just an interesting personal experience. If I look down at my, both of my knees have been injured at all, because I've been running all of my life. I've had many experiences where I've looked down at my knees and I've had obese knees, I call them, where my knee is so swollen, so fat, so ugly from an injury and so painful and so sore that you can't walk. So how can you be thankful for that? Well, first of all, I'm very thankful for that because I see people in wheelchairs on a day-to-day basis. I see people who are on crutches. I see people who have no legs, and I've just got a sore knee. So I'm really thankful that all I've got is a really sore knee rather than having to be in a wheelchair or having no legs for the rest of my life. So that's a great thing to be thankful for. So I'll rephrase that whole process. The first one is, how can I learn and grow from this? How can I be thankful for it? And then, of course, how can it make me laugh? So I'm thankful that I've got an injury because it's not as bad as what other people have had to experience. I'm really excited that it's going to help me grow because how could I test my positive attitude? It's easy to say I'm a happy person, but when everything's going great, of course you're a happy person. It's only when things are tough that you get to test how happy you really are. And then ultimately, how can I get this to make me laugh? And I have laughed on so many occasions. First of all, having a knee that's three times fatter than the rest of your body, it's pretty funny. It looks funny. Second, you walk really funny, so I laugh at the way I walk. Thirdly, you don't fit into your clothes because your knee's too fat, so it becomes a funny experience to try and find clothes that fit. And I always laugh because what can you do? If you fall over when you've got a dodgy knee that doesn't bend and you're walking funny, you often fall over, which creates, I'm sure, very funny funniest home video experiences. You just wish that it was captured on film so you could laugh about it later. And ultimately, here's the question. You can't change what happened, but you have absolute, complete, full control how you respond to what has happened. So learn and grow from it. Be thankful for it. And of course, make sure it makes you laugh. And if you think it's going to make you laugh in 6 months' time, bring that further forward and start laughing now. An excellent painkiller. Laughing. It's awesome.